Geschwister.
Amen. Our help comes from the Lord. I look to see how often the high priest is mentioned in the New Testament. If I'm not mistaken, it said 7 times it's in the New Testament, and 5 of those 7 times it's in Hebrews. The Lord is really coming quickly. Amen. Hebrews 8, the main point of these things, the things of which we are saying, is that we have such a high priest. Hebrews 2:1. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. I praise the Lord for His word. I'm happy to see how important His word is for us, and His speaking is for us. And yesterday we read Hebrews 4:12. It says, "For the word of God is living." It was new for me to see that the word of God is really living. And it also has to be powerful, effective, operative. That means the word also has to be operative in my life. And the effects of God's word brings me to the Father. And we need this perspective. It was new to see this for me. And this strengthened my faith. To always mingle and mix the word with faith. And in the campus meeting yesterday, we had fellowship about solid food. And this solid food is for those who are mature. And who are the mature ones? And those are the ones who have exercised themselves to discern between good and evil. And we need God's word in order to discern. And this brings us to maturity. And through this process, He gives us even more solid food. And I praise the Lord for this. To see that His word is living, is powerful. That's why it's very important that we consider and give our attention fully to His word and take the more earnest heed to His word. Otherwise, we will miss the goal. Yeah, may we have ears to hear. And may we also have a heart to hear. The Lord is the heavenly high priest. Like our brother said, it's mentioned 5 times. But what is a high priest without a priesthood? That would be strange. If there would only be one high priest and that's it. But it touched me that in this conference, is that he wants to equip his priesthood. He wants to have a priesthood. And he's also the one who is capable. He's the only one who is capable of equipping us as his priests. And he does it through his word, through his speaking at this conference. He equips us more and more to gain his priesthood. Lord, make us holy in our whole being. Make us absolute for your purpose. Lord, yeah, we want to have this first love towards you. We pray that we wouldn't just be burning here at the conference, but much more in our daily lives. When the conference is over, that we wouldn't let ourselves be ensnared by our daily things and daily life, but that you would always have the first place in our hearts. Thank the Lord that the Lord speaks so clearly to us and shows us how hard our hearts are. And the Lord really spoke to me how stubborn we can be. And the Lord spoke to me into my heart that we need such a view to see what our condition is like and to see the condition of our heart. Otherwise, we don't need a high priest. If we think everything is fine, but if the Lord shows us that death reigns within us and sin and death reign in us, then if I see this, I'll see that I need a high priest. And it says he brings many sons to glory. It's such a salvation. Last night I thought, oh, now I can just stick my head in the sand. But the Lord wants us to come to him as the high priest, because it says, but we see Jesus, as it says in Hebrews 2, and he's the one. He is the one who is the captain of our salvation, who will bring many sons to glory. We have such a great high priest who even conquered death. It's not, but we see all the problems that we have, but we see Jesus. He really accomplished such a great victory. And he wants us to turn our view to look upon him in everything that we do. Lord Jesus, save us. It's about so much more than just the forgiveness of our sins. It's not enough to just read it once. Who can understand everything that's in chapter 1? It's much more than, oh, I sinned and I need the blood. Psalm 8 is also mentioned here. What is man that you are mindful of him? You have to bring this before the Lord. Otherwise, we make ourselves too small. Otherwise, we make ourselves to something that we're not made for. We have been made to rule with Christ and through Christ. And it says, but we see Jesus. That means Jesus has brought us back to the original purpose. He brings us back to Genesis where he's the forerunner. He's the first one who made it. And we have been transferred and into him. I'm not talking about theory. I'm talking about the truth. He's the forerunner. He's the author. He's the beginner. He's the source. And we have been transferred into him and been brought back to the purpose of God. It's about much more that I say, Lord, forgive me for this, forgive me for that. I'm saying this because I'm saying it to myself. Otherwise, our vision is too low. I want to see more. To whom will he give the world to come? To you. Does this dwell in you? Does this word dwell in you? But this doesn't dwell in me enough. He's not going to give the world to come to angels, but to us. It's really amazing. And we have to consider this before the Lord, eat it before the Lord, so that it will gain substance within me. Otherwise, we'll say, oh, I've sinned and I need your blood. For this, I don't need the high priest. In the psalm, it says at the beginning we're in the depths, but at the end he's in resurrection. And this was an experience. This is something that the writer experienced. I want to go higher and upwards, and I don't want to let myself be held back by every little problem that there is. And that's why it's good to read the word again and again and bring it before the Father. And we have a forerunner. Hebrews 2, and the things that he suffered, he can help those who are also verse 18, for in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. In our experience, do we realize this? Do we experience that he can help us? And we, this faith, we need to keep this word in our hearts. And then when the situation comes, can it be that he suddenly can't help anymore? I want to experience this word. I don't want to just know it. I want to apply it. Lord, you can help. And nothing else that we think is true. We let ourselves be deceived so quickly. Yeah, he can help those who are tempted. We have to consider it before the Lord until it really dwells within us. You can help us. You are our forerunner. I have to tell also my soul that this is the truth. Can he aid those who are tempted? Who are tempted? We are. All of us are. This really moved me with also the spirit of Joshua and Caleb. They believed the word of God, not just what they saw. They held fast to the promises. And you know, this drifting away happens very slowly. We hear the word and it doesn't move us. I don't understand things anyway. Or I don't understand it, so I'm just going to forget it. But these saints, Joshua and Caleb, they believe the Lord. And to believe is to trust what the Lord has says, and not to trust what my self says, because the self does what it wants to do. That's not faith. Joshua and Caleb were like the others. They weren't bigger in terms of stature, but they just believed that the Lord would give them the land. And then if he doesn't give it to us, then he doesn't give it to us. That was also faith. Let's go higher. Otherwise, there's no change within us. Then we go home, and then the exact same things happen as before. Daily life then just overwhelms us and overtakes us. He can help us. I also have my difficulties, but He can help us. But in the verse before, it says, and He helps us in things pertaining to God. He was made a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God. And the Lord really has very few on this earth, because we always think about things that pertain to us. But here it says things pertaining to God. Finally, someone came to accomplish the things pertaining to God, and He can help us. He is able to aid us. That's what it says here. And that's why we can hold fast to this. And don't let your soul do what it wants with you. The soul doesn't want to go. The self doesn't want to go into the good land. We have someone who has gone before us. Let's go higher. It's about much more than just, I have sinned and forgive me. I speak this to myself. I don't want to let myself be overwhelmed by my soul life, to let it do what it wants with me. It depends on us. I have to eat the Word. I have to consider the Word before the Lord. But it is good. We have a high priest. And the Lord is mindful of us. And I have to exercise to enter into His rest in all things. To apply this Christ in things pertaining to God. Praise the Lord. Let us hold fast to this confidence until the end. Remind me also, Manu, hold fast. That's why we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, because we have to be exhorted. We need exhortation. God's exhortation is good. God's exhortation is the best exhortation that there is, because He supplies us with His life, with food. Because He hasn't put the world to come in subjection to angels. Oh, I'm tired because of work, because of my wife. That's not a vision. You need a vision. I also have to repent. I'm not saying I have this vision. But I want us to have the spirit of Joshua and Caleb and speak the truth and not say, oh, I didn't make it. We shouldn't say this anymore in His house. We have to speak the truth in His house. All right. I was so weak this week. Oh, yeah? Because we didn't eat, because we didn't drink. Yeah, let's speak the truth to one another. The truth that's written in the Word and that we've experienced, and not how weak I am and how difficult things are. Yeah, everything is difficult. Yeah, the Lord never said it wouldn't be difficult. So every day, has its own troubles. Yeah, let's go upward and look at what the Lord has shown us. Yeah, we look away unto Jesus. And does it say we should consider and put our whole attention on our soul? Our whole attention, should we put it on our soul? Chapter 3, verse 1 says, consider in English, but in German it says you have to put your whole attention on this apostle. Let us speak the truth to one another. Don't say, oh, it doesn't work. it does work. We have a forerunner who made it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Father. Yeah, we've made it this far. You also help us make it to the end. Two 11 to 18. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will sing praise to you. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, here am I and the children whom God has given me. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. And release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For indeed, he does not give aid to angels, but he does give aid to the seed of Abraham. Therefore, in all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. Mm-hmm. Verse 16, for indeed he does not give aid to angels, but he does give aid to the seed of Abraham. Lord, you will bring us into glory. Amen. Lord, you also partook of the same. You partook of flesh and blood. Amen. And he is not ashamed to call us his brethren. Amen. Lord, thank you. At the end of your creation, you made those who are in your image. Thank you. You're not ashamed to call us brethren. But thank you, you also forgive us that we can set our focus upon you again. And thank you that you strengthen us and that you have rooted us and grounded us in you. Yeah, I praise you. Amen. Amen. Therefore, he had to become in all things like his brethren, that he could become a faithful and merciful high priest in things pertaining to God. Amen. To make propitiation for the sins of the people. Hebrews 2:17. Thank you, through you, we can all reach the goal. Thank you, Lord, you have given us your life. Oh, your life has made us free. Amen. We praise you that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We thank you and we praise you where you have already helped us, where you have already released us when we have come to you. And thank you that your word is true and that we can mix the word with faith and that we can experience the word. Let's read 17 and 18 again. Hebrews 2:17-18. Therefore, in all things, he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. Thank you, Lord, you are a merciful and faithful high priest. Lord, we want to see you, we want to know you, we want to experience you, that you are merciful and that you are faithful in the things pertaining to God. I considered this word a lot before the Lord. And I realized this is a very precious characteristic that the Lord has, to be merciful and to be faithful. There's no other God who, or no one who lowered himself in such a way. He made himself like us. He partook of flesh and blood. Who lowers himself? Who limits himself? That's always the harder way. You want more privileges. You want more possessions. You want more freedom. But to have less and to be lacking in certain things, that's difficult. No one wants that. But he did it. He did it to be made like his brethren, to also go through all the temptations that are here on this earth and all the weakness, to go through it himself. And if you're very good in everything and can do everything, then you're missing one characteristic, namely compassion, mercy. I realized this in small things. I played billiard or pool with my son, and he always took his hand away right away, and then he lost control of it. And I said, "No, don't do this. Let your hand stay still. Then you can hit the ball better." But it was hard for him to implement what I told him to do. But I couldn't understand him or have compassion for him to understand why it was so difficult for him. And I tried to play with my left hand and I realized, oh, it wasn't so easy. And I realized I have to have compassion. I have to have mercy. And in many small examples in my daily life, the Lord shows me where I really don't have compassion and mercy. Also, eating. I expect them to eat cleanly and not have any crumbs on the floor. But my son is eating gluten-free now, and they leave lots of crumbs. And the first time I had something gluten-free, I realized, wow, so many crumbs result from eating this. And the Lord has to bring me to the point where I experience it myself, that not everything is so easy, not everything works right away. And I think that's what the Lord went through. He lived through everything. He was a man. He was tempted. He knew what it was like to have limitations, weakness. And that's why he can also have compassion upon us and have mercy towards us. If he was always in the glory of the Father without any limitations, then it's really difficult to have compassion. And it is especially difficult to accompany someone into the glory or lead someone into glory. But he can take us by our hand wherever we are. He knows exactly, okay, you're here now. You're not yet mature in this point, but I will help you now to take the next step with the goal to bring you into glory. And this is the challenge that we have as parents. Where is the kid now? What can it do? What can it not do yet? What can I expect? What can I not expect yet? And then lead them to take the next step. And not to be frustrated because I have such high expectations, but to give them the next step that's possible for them. And this is how the Lord serves us also as the faithful and merciful high priest. He can have compassion upon us. And he brings us into glory step by step every day. He knows what we need to bring us into glory. And this is what we can really appreciate in the Lord, that he is a merciful and faithful high priest. Amen. He can also aid those who are being tempted. Thank you, Lord. You are our help to bring us into glory. The devil, of course, wants to tempt those whom the Lord has appointed to rule over this earth. That's why he was so interested in Adam and Eve, because the Lord told them, you should have dominion. That's why they became the target of the enemy. And as the Lord was baptized and began his ministry, what happened? Immediately the enemy came. Everything that he could think of, he tried. And it's the same with us today. Why are we often so attacked? Because the Lord has given us a high calling. If you don't follow this high calling or pursue this high calling, maybe you have a very peaceful life, but you won't be led into glory. But we need the high priest, if we have seen the goal, to see the goal that he wants to make us the holy priesthood. And if we see that he wants to lead us to this and into glory, then we need a lot of help. If you don't have a high goal, you don't need help. But if you have a high goal, you need help. And that's why we're in such a battle. The Lord always was in such a battle that he destroyed the devil. That wasn't something easy for him. It wasn't a stroll in the park, but he won. Praise the Lord. And today we're also always in a battle. Is there one day where you're just fully at peace? Only if you have stopped pursuing the goal to be brought into glory. Amen. He gives aid to the seed of Abraham. The Lord can have compassion upon us. Sometimes we enter into situations where we think, why is it like this? But it is good to know the Lord knows. He was already there. He also knows how it'll continue. And this I really treasured. He himself has suffered being tempted. He is able to aid those who are tempted. Our goal is the same goal as the goal of the Lord, to go enter into glory, to rule with him. And the fight that we fight is the same one. But the Lord will go on with us. So I really thank the Lord. So let us look unto him. And I praise the Lord that we have this conference. We can leave other things aside, adjust our vision and our view, and hold fast to this vision and to redirect our focus. But it says here, But we see Jesus. This is the most important of everything because He is the one who brings us into glory. So praise the Lord, He can make it with all of us. He goes through suffering, through temptation, but the Lord went through it and He's there. And this is very encouraging. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this high goal. Thank you, Lord, you are the high priest. Teach us to go this way into glory. We pray that we would go this way into glory together. Make us to the many sons. Amen. Thank you. You are the captain of our salvation. Yeah, perfect us all through sufferings, through all different situations in our daily life. Lord, that we pray that we would be reminded of you in all situations and that we would go through every situation with you. We thank you for this way to glory. Let's read Hebrews 2, verse 10. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Amen. In bringing many sons to glory, bring also us to glory. Amen. Lord, you can make it. We trust you. Yeah, we trust you. We believe you. You are our big brother, and we are your many brethren. Yeah, lead us through these sufferings to glory. Thank you. You've given us the Spirit who teaches us all things. We pray that all these sufferings will work a full salvation in us. In bringing many sons to glory. To glory, amen, and bringing many sons to glory. Amen, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Thank you for all the sufferings you give us, that we can also have compassion on others. We also want to get to know you in this way. Sometimes you have to go through things yourself so you can have compassion on others. Otherwise, we'll think, why do you have a problem with that? And then shortly after, you have the same problem. And then you realize, oh, I need to have compassion. But the Lord cannot only have compassion on, or does not only have compassion on us, He can save us, and He does everything to lead us into glory. We have to add the song later, though, I guess. So we'll add the song tonight by the evening meeting. I'm not sure which song they mentioned. I just had the children of Israel leaving Egypt before our eyes. Pharaoh said, okay, I'll let you go. And then he said, oh, but the wives and the kids should stay here. And it's always good to never compromise. We want to leave completely. And before the last plague, he realized it was getting tighter, more difficult for him. And then he said, okay, you can go, but your animals should stay. And then they said, no, we want to go with all of our animals too and our herds. The enemy always wants to make compromises with us, but we should never be ready to enter into any compromise with him. We want to go with him completely. Yeah, we want to go the whole way and amen, until we reach the glory and not stop before we reach it. Let's sing the song tonight. You can then update your songbook in your app. Yeah, we all want to reach the glory. How? Oh, you said it, through sufferings. Oh, it's written. It's written. Through sufferings we reach glory. Unfortunately, no one likes this, but this is the way. We can't change it. The Lord went the way before us, and we are his many sons, and we have the same way as him. Why would we have another way? It's good when the teacher is like the master. And the reward is even greater. To rule with Christ for 1,000 years, is that not enough? That's the best reward. That's the best thing. He didn't put the world to come in subjection to angels. But we have to qualify ourselves for this. And it's the same way that the forerunner took for us or went before us. He went before us. If you don't need anyone to run after you, then you don't have to be the forerunner. And then certainly we will enter